Hey, howdy. Canada, they're working really hard every day trying to keep up with the United States of America. There's so much going on that they can't keep up. You have a socialist mindset dealing with a capitalist mindset, and they can't sort it out, and they're trying, though they continue to try the most latest thing is with regard to passports. They're saying, hey, the U.S. now has determined there's only two genders and you have to say male or female, and they're no longer using the word gender, they're using the word sex. So what do we do now? We've got about, 35, maybe 3,600 people that have passports, been issued passports since 2019 when Trudeau got on the wagon with, hey, let's all go to homosexual parades. He went to hundreds of them. And let's give zillions of dollars to other countries for gender studies and transgender stuff. And he did all of that kind of stuff. And the Carter government is continuing to do that. But now they're saying, hey guys, if you want to go to America and other countries as well, but if you want to actually get on an airplane and land, you can't do this. They won't accept you anymore. Either you're a male or you're a female. Figure it out, but there's a lot of X's. Imagine upwards to 3,600 people have listed X on their passports as their gender. What does that mean? I guess that means that, I don't know what it means. Hey, I'll leave that with you. Now, we have Canadians. I talked to a lot of Canadians, and like Americans on the left, Canadians, probably 80% of them, the first thing they do is they badmouth Trump. And I defend Trump all day, every day when I'm in Canada. And I say, why? Well, you like open borders and you like this and you like men playing and women's sports. And, no, I don't like that. And I said, well, but that's what you get if you vote for the other people. Well, I don't like Trump. Anyway, you know the drill. It kind of goes on and on. And now they're saying, I read this in the Edmonton Journal recently. It said, hey, the listings in Palm Desert, California, one-fifth of them are Canadians selling. I don't know if that's accurate. It goes on to say the astronomical costs, the operating costs have become astronomical. Astronomical? I don't think they've changed over the last several years. I don't think. It says there's higher home insurance premiums. It's, in most cases, have risen upwards to 700%. I don't think that's right either. Certain insurance rates have gone up. But then they go on to say the current political climate in the U.S., of course, can't be discounted because that's why Canadians need to sell and flee. It doesn't say that in Mad Living. But you get a lot of that from a lot of Canadians. When you sell today, if you sell your house in America for $1 million, you bring $1.4 million back to Canada. So, I mean, that's motivation to sell. In terms of Canadians going to Canada, I've had people say to me, are Americans mad at us? They don't like us. I'm scared to go. And I said, None of that's true. Go legally. Don't you get the word? The word is just legal because so many people have gone in there illegally. Canadians too. But 6 months you're allowed. No other country in the world is allowed to do that. Canadians have 6 months. That's half a year. Go there, enjoy, spend money, but don't whine and complain when you're there. That's kind of like having somebody in your house, and all they do is tell you your food is bad and everything about you is bad, and yet they stay there. Go away, go home. And I know Canadians that come to America and they do that. They sit around, a whole bunch of Canadians, they gather, and all they do is whine and complain about America. That's kind of not very polite, you know. Figure it out. Now, Kelowna, British Columbia, the mayor. He's mad about crime. Good for him. He's really on this, and I like it. This catch and release thing that's going on in Canada, it's hard. It's hard on cities. It's hard on the country. But the government, the left-wing government, they continue to do that. They continue to push it. And the mayor stated that, hey, the core elements of the law are federal and provincial, so what do we do? And again, I understand that. I mean, the Canadian legal system is broken. Broken from broken minds. That would be liberal minds that have broken it. And it's just a terrible system. The liberals, the governments, they don't care. They just don't care about the citizenry. They don't care about law and order. They don't. So he goes on to say, the mayor, he says, hey, guys, 15 criminals who were caught last year, in 1 year, 1,350 offenses, 1,350 from 15 people. Now, it's kind of like speeding. When you speed and you get a ticket, it's not the only time you sped, right? So these guys probably, the theory is they probably committed a lot more than 1,350 crimes. That's in 1 year, including assaults, thefts, threats, public disturbances. There's a list. So what do you do? I have advice for the mayor. Good laws are good. Bad laws are bad. Bad laws shouldn't be obeyed. Martin Luther King said that many years ago. Bad laws shouldn't be obeyed. So you should create your own world within your city and other cities would look at you with great respect and admiration. You're breaking the law, probably, but to break a bad law to enforce good law, isn't that a good thing? I think so. And you'd have the province after you, you'd have the feds after you, but all you have to do is just come in and clean it up. Get your own police force, the RCMP, don't do that. Get your own sheriffs, get your own judge. You own the courthouse, I think. Put a judge in there and say, you just did this and see you later. Build a jail, do something, but make it better. Look after your citizens. You cannot rely on the province or the feds to come and help you. Because they won't. Because they're left-wing wackos, right? Are you getting that? Now, speaking of left-wing wackos, you got rock star Bruce Springsteen. He says, hey guys, the Democrats, you're alienating Americans because of far-left policies. I'm not sure what he means. He voted for them, and he criticizes everything that the right does, particularly Trump. I mean, Trump could, again, as I've often said, find a cure for cancer, and guys like Springsteen, they'd come up with a song saying, you know, bad, bad, bad. You know, thank goodness star power has lost influence. Just sing. You're good at it. I mean, leave the politics of the country to other people. That would be nice. Now, I was in a store recently and there's a box that just screams at you, minute rice. So then you pick it up and the small print, of course, it says it takes 6 minutes. And then you go to a dollar store and everything costs $5 or $2 or whatever. So, you know what, it's kind of interesting, but things aren't as they seem. And that's kind of like politics and so many other things. Now, lastly, a girl in my office, several people in my office have been taking AI courses and learning about this. It's quite astounding with some of the stuff that I've seen. In any event, one girl in the office, Michelle, she put this together. It's just kind of cute. Have a look at the video.
Hey, howdy. Here at Right Edition, we stand our ground and face the facts. Join us for a daily reality check of the right news.
AI. Oh, boy. That could be doing my show. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.